Wesley Schultz began his musical life at the age of 3 when he started playing the cello. Later on, he picked up percussion and went to Ball State University in Indiana to pursue a career in music.
It was sort of a moment in the middle of my undergraduate career where I was a performance major and I was happened to be in Vienna and I was taking lessons with the timpanist of the Vienna Symphony, and I was sitting on stage behind him at a concert and listening and watching and just feeling what it was like to be there, and it just sort of like hit me of like, you know what? I want to conduct. I want to be the guy with the stick.
Schultz got a doctorate degree in orchestral conducting from the University of Texas at Austin. Now, he's based in Seattle and is a music director at the Bainbridge Symphony Orchestra, Seattle Festival Orchestra, and the Bainbridge Island Youth Orchestra. He's also the conducting fellow at the Seattle Symphony.
Part of that job allows me to sit in the seats during the rehearsals of the Seattle Symphony and see all these guest conductors come through the door. You know, they're doing music, sometimes it's familiar, but what's different is their view on it and how they work with the orchestra and how they inspire them, what they unlock within the music. And for me, that's the greatest inspiration.
Schultz says his job is leading an orchestra in a way that breathes life into the sheet music. He says the Juno Symphony has been engaged and receptive to feedback.
What I always try to convey first to the orchestra and then beyond that orchestra to the audience is, you know, what is a composer's intent? You know, what message is trying to come across in the music? And, you know, where is this piece going? You know, what is the overall mood of the piece? You know, how can we begin it and end it and take the audience on a journey?
This weekend, Schultz will guide the Juno Symphony through 5 pieces, starting with Kevin Putz's Millennium Canons and ending with Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italien. In Juno, I'm Lisa Fu.